120 WGN, the Patty Vasquez Show with me, Andrea Darlis. Patty is off tonight. I am so happy to have on the phone, though, with me, Penelope Garcia. She is the HRC Chicago Gala co-chair and steering committee member. The upcoming HRC Chicago Gala is coming up this weekend. It is one of the most fun, memorable, exciting events in the city. And Penelope, thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about the HRC Gala. Let's start there, because this, I know, is a big event. Everyone's climbing over each other for tickets to this.
It is. It's actually a very exciting event. About 650 of your closest friends in actually this year a masquerade theme, so that's going to be exciting. But this will be the 27th year for the HRC Gala, and it's our biggest fundraising opportunity to kind of help all those causes that HRC fights for. So this is an exciting way to get out, celebrate some for LGBTQ equality, and also get involved in kind of a fun way, too.
Now, the Human Rights Campaign represents a force of more than 3 million members and supporters nationwide, and I know the Chicago chapter is huge. Dean Richards has supported this for years. WGN Radio and TV has been a huge supporter for years. Let's talk a little bit about HRC and how it started so small and is now 3 million members strong, Penelope.
Yeah, the great thing about HRC is that it really, the strength is in the volunteers and the members that we have. And really, we spread out throughout the country, and HRC's main goal is really fighting for LGBTQ equality and, you know, ensuring that all LGBTQ Americans are ensured the same rights as everybody else. Now, like you said, they did start out small, and they've really expanded their mission over the years. And this year, it's definitely a pressure year. So there's a lot of great initiatives. HRC is out there, you know, working in pro-equality states and also working in those states that need a little bit of help for our pro-equality candidates.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about that. Why is now such a critical time for the LGBTQ community?
Well, there's a lot that's happening right now. Specifically, you know, one of the things that came out this week is the Trump administration is actually working to essentially redefine and define out transgender individuals. And a lot of this stemmed from originally rescinding Title IX guidance from the Obama era when it came down to bathroom access, gender identity, and everything else when it came to discrimination. And now they're actually looking at rewriting not only through Title IX guidances, but other departments to basically say that gender identity is unchangeable from birth and therefore trying to define out transgender individuals. So HRC is really out there trying to give a voice and really make sure that we've got some visibility out there and to let people know what's happening. This is really a critical time in our country.
I love this moniker. As the largest national lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer civil rights organization, HRC envisions a world where LGBTQ people are ensured of their basic equal rights. That seems so common sense, and yet in 2018, we're still fighting for basic equal rights for so many people.
No, it really is. And, you know, I myself identify as a transgender woman. I came out about 6 years ago and have experienced firsthand a lot of what happens out there. And here we are, 2018. We like to say that we're a modern society, but at the same time, we're really working actively to deny a whole classification of individuals, just basic human rights.
Should the community be afraid? I mean, is this a time where 2015, gay marriage became legal in the country thanks to the Obama administration? Is this a time where gay marriage is in jeopardy? I mean, is it going to revert? Do we have to fear this now?
Well, ultimately, I think what people need to hold on to is each other and community. Without that, then, yes, fear will set in. But ultimately, as long as we stand strong, stand together, make sure that we're here and make some noise, we're going to actually stand up for our rights no matter what. Transgender people, we're not going to be erased. The LGBTQ people, we are not going to go back in the closet. And as long as we stand strong and stand together and have a united voice, you know, there's nothing to fear for. But we need to be active. We need to get out there. We need to get out the vote. This year, we've got the most amount of LGBTQ candidates running. So we need to be out there and supporting them so we can actually have some change for the future.
And encouraging people to vote. I heard somebody say a few weeks ago, well, I'm not going to vote. My vote doesn't count. And we here at WGN Radio and TV are always encouraging people to vote. You have to get out and vote. It's your basic right. And if you don't vote, you can't complain.
Absolutely. I mean, it's kind of our social contract. Voting from the personal level all the way, you know, when you get involved, you really start seeing, okay, this is what's happening in my, like, in my country, in my city. And a lot of people don't necessarily understand how important it is. Really, local elections, midterms, that's where a lot of these crucial decisions are made in the governing of your day-to-day lives. So really, this is your opportunity to have that voice and really make sure that you can express it over at the polls.
Your personal story as an HRC activist and proud transgender woman is absolutely remarkable. Do you want to tell a little bit about your story and the reaction that kind of the ground that you've broken?
Well, it's definitely been an interesting journey. I actually came out about 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in that time, definitely have had a lot of growth and a lot of experiences. And one of the wonderful things that I found is that, you know, through coming out and discovering myself, I actually was able to get brought into a larger community. And that's been an absolutely wonderful journey. And like I said, there's been some bumps on the road here and there, whether that be employers, some family members or friends. And, you know, you work through these and you kind of go through that, and they definitely make you stronger. And one of the things that really, really inspired me is once I found out about what HRC was doing to ensure my rights as a trans person, I wanted to get involved. I had to get involved, especially with what's going on. I feel like I couldn't be silent any longer. So that's definitely why I decided to go ahead, get involved, start volunteering, and you know, get in with HRC.
It has to make you feel good. I mean, I know Chicago has such a huge gay community and a huge transgender community as well. I know we celebrate Pride Month in June, but the outpouring of support should be all year round. It is so nice to see, though, at least for our Pride Parade here, usually a million people show up and line those streets, and you see families, moms, dad, moms and moms, dads and dads, their kids, their adopted kids, their children by in vitro, their natural children. It's wonderful. Don't you sense that? Like just the communities and families and everybody really coming together, especially today in this day and age.
Well, that's one of the wonderful things about Pride. And, you know, Pride is all about community. It's all about celebrating, you know, each other and, you know, the love that really does bind us. And one of the things I really have to kind of actually mention here is during the HRC gala, we actually always want to end up recognizing their communities and individuals that have really had an impact. And our community award this year is going to be Indivisible Aurora, mm-hmm. because they really had an impact. They brought the second largest city in the state of Illinois, they brought their first ever Pride Parade in this year. They did face some opposition with the city and some other people initially, but they persevered. And, you know, as somebody who definitely saw the whole process unfold, it was utterly amazing to see a town come together and celebrate Pride. It's really about embracing community.
Their police chief is one of my best friends, and she has really broken barriers and made roadblocks for Aurora. So absolutely, props to them.
Oh, yeah. Indivisible's been doing some great, great work in Aurora, for sure.
Absolutely. The HRC Gala, I didn't realize it was the largest fundraiser in the Midwest. What can we expect to see at the gala and the auction, and how can people still get tickets?
Well, tickets you can get right through our website at hrcchicago.org. /gala, that'll actually take you right to the gala page where you can get tickets. And so you can purchase those all the way through Friday. That's definitely not a problem when it comes down to that. Now, as far as what to expect, it definitely is a large fundraiser. Like mm-hmm. I said, about 650 of your favorite pro-equality friends are going to be there. And you're going to have the community award, which is going to go to Indivisible Aurora. Very honored to be giving that. And we have a visibility award that's going to be given to Nicole Maines. And she's actually a very interesting young activist and also actress as well. Also identifies as a trans woman and has been in the forefront of fighting for some trans equality.
Yeah.
Now, we also have a silent auction, which is awesome. There's great items from across the city, things from artwork to getaways to gift cards. And, you know, there's also, you know, some fun baskets that might have some wine and other things in there too to check out.
Nice.
So that's always very popular. We do also have a live auction that takes place during the actual event too. So there's definitely a lot happening. And you can unwind. We've got an after party that's happening at the hotel. And Tao's actually hosting an after off-site party for us too. So that's actually really great.
I've heard about that after party. I think that's the key to be invited to the after party too, Penny. My new best friend. You can join fight and support HRC by attending an event like the gala. You can become a member too. How can we become a member as well?
Well, if you go to HRC.org, you could actually sign up to be a member there. And really, you choose the level of membership that you like with that. Everything really goes toward that fight for equality.
And also, you can give your time by canvassing or phone banking for pro-equality candidates in your area. And do you want to just emphasize again, Penny, how important it is to get out and vote with this being such a crucial time for the LGBTQ community?
It's essential to get out and vote. I can't stress that enough. Early voting is out there. Find where it's at. Look for your polling places. But really, we have an opportunity in this historic time to actually make some wonderful change for equality. But it really really needs everybody to participate and get out there and vote.
And get out there and bid.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Again, the HRC Gala is this weekend, October 27th, at the Chicago Marriott downtown, the Mag Mile. Tickets are still available, a limited number at hrcchicago.org. Penny, thank you so much for your time and for talking about your inspiring story. And anything else we need to know?
You know, just bring that masquerade mask and we'll see you on Saturday.
Bring that credit card.
That too.
Penny, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll talk soon. More after this on 720 WGN.